This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 25th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 58 in the house, and we've got some stuff to talk about. We've got a lot of discussion points to get through as well here, as some decisions are having to be made, and we'll get through it all. Again, day 58 in the house. Feeds will probably go down something like Saturday, so there aren't many of these left in the season, but we're going to run through the day here for now and try to figure out exactly what we're going to be seeing here on Thursday night when we have the eviction. So Betty is the HOH. She nominated Josh and Jace, with Jace as the intended target, Josh as the tit for tat, but not tit for tat pawn. They actually even had a conversation where Josh was like, Betty was like, it's not like tit for tat. It's not like retaliation. It's just because you nominated me, you showed me that I was expendable to you, so I nominated you. Does that sound like it's tit for tat? And Josh was like, a little bit, yeah. But it's not. Helena then won the veto. And Helena intends not to use the veto. Now, some things have happened since, right? So Betty nominated Josh because he nominated her in the triple. But since nominating Josh, she has come to the realization that Kevin is the mastermind of the season and has manipulated the situation in such a way that he protected Helena and himself in the triple eviction. Josh has very much played into this narrative, and they are both now anti-Kevin. They were hoping that that they could get Kevin on the block this week. If it was still to evict Jace, but if Jace were to win, then they would want Kevin out. But Helena won the veto, and so now Kevin is going to be in the final four. And that's pretty much where they stand. Helena would, or Betty would definitely love to keep Josh in the game this week. That is her goal now, as they've reconnected, and they would like to continue to work together moving forward into the final four. At the start of the day here, I talked about this yesterday. Kevin and Helena talk about the veto win. And Kevin is concerned that Betty and Josh have reconciled. Kevin talks about a moment where Betty was like, Jace just caught us celebrating, so now she definitely has to go. And he thought that was kind of see-through, that she was kind of just like pretending like that was a moment that actually mattered and that meant that they needed Jace to go. So they're worried about that reconciliation, as they should be. And they're really going to just have to think about it. Jace is probably the better competitor, but, you know, can they trust Josh? Is Josh a bigger jury threat? They're going to have to really sit down and figure this out. They've got 4 days to consider. So that is the plan. They're going to look at the decision critically and try to come to the conclusion that makes the most sense for them. In the meantime, Betty talks to the cameras. She says she's going to tell Helena that she doesn't want the veto to be used in order to maintain her cover with the final three she has, Kevin and Helena. That's another thing that happened here during Betty's HOH reign is that Kevin got Betty to pitch a final three with Helena, which she bit on prior to realizing that Kevin was a snake and that she hated him.
I do hate you.
And so she's going to be like, well, of course you don't want to use the veto, Helena. The noms should stay the same. That's your boy on the block. But then once they get to the final four, she intends to pitch to Helena. Hey, the two of us need to turn on these guys. Josh will beat us both in the end. Kevin will beat us both in the end because this is what Kevin has done. He's a mastermind, so on and so forth. That's her hope. Her hope is that she'll be able to turn Helena against Kevin at the final four and that it will basically be everyone against Kevin at the final four. Then she can go to final three with herself and Josh and Helena, at which point she would, I think, be looking to cut Josh for Helena, thinking that she has the best chance to win against Helena. That is how she's feeling, at least at this portion of the day, as she's talking to the cameras. Helena, for winning the veto, is going to get some kind of reward. She's not sure exactly what the reward is, but she's going to get it. We eventually find out later that she had the opportunity to speak with that Kevin Martin. She got to actually talk with him, a back and forth, to get set, like a 5-minute conversation, she said, to Kevin. She only tells Kevin this. She's not going to tell anybody else. She's going to tell everybody else that the reward was a video message from Kevin, not that she got to talk to Kevin, which I think is the right call there. Nothing like super important in terms of like information or advice that she gleaned, but she thought it was very cool. Kevin thought it was very cool. You know, she tells Kevin that she told Kevin about how she trusts Kevin. So we'll probably see this, I'm sure, on the Wednesday episode. So, Betty is going to talk with Josh and they just talk more about Kevin, not Kevin Martin, but this Kevin. They talk more about Kevin. He really wants you out, Josh. He really wants you out. He keeps talking to me. She had just come from a conversation with Kevin where he was like, this is a really tough decision. And she's going to relay that to Josh, talking about all of the different things he said about Josh that imply that he wants Josh out. And Josh is very annoyed. Josh is very upset with Kevin. He's like, I can't believe Kevin would do this to me. He said I was his number one guy. I said I was his number one. He was my number one guy. They both agree that if they could go back, Josh says, if I could go back, I would absolutely make a different decision with my HOH, in the triple eviction. And Betty says, if I could go back, I would also make a different decision with my HOH. I would not have put you up on the block. I'm sorry, Josh. So they talk more about Kevin. They're just like, man, the way that he pretended in the start of the game that he didn't know anything about the game and he would ask for help, like he was, you know, like he was a lost puppy. Like this guy, he pretended to not know anything. And, then he's just gonna slither on through.
I'm actually just going to slither through.
Yeah. He's an emotional manipulator. The way that he talks to you, it's unbelievable. She says, Kevin played me like a guitar, which is exactly what Kevin said about Marty. Josh says She says, yeah, Kevin says all the time about how much he loves you, Josh, like as a friend. And Josh is like, Kevin's not a friend. Because the day before, Kevin, Helena, Josh were talking about the crash test dummies. And Kevin was like, I hate you two for living close to each other. I'm so jealous that you guys are going to get to hang out all the time. Josh now is like, there's no way. I don't want Kevin visiting me on the outside. He's not a friend. No way. They wonder, do you think Canada likes him? No, definitely not. Definitely Canada hates him. He's going to come out to some haters. He's definitely got to go next. They talk about, between him and Helena, if he gets down to the end, they would vote Helena. They would vote Helena over Kevin. That's how they feel right now. Josh is wondering, like, so what do I do? Do I, like, if Kevin wants me out, like, what do I do? Should I talk to him about this? Betty's like, no, you can't say anything. You have to keep pretending that, like, you're still good. He's like, should I talk to Helena? She's like, no, you can't talk to Helena either. I think that you just keep acting like you don't know, and I'll talk to Helena and I'll try to kind of like subtly get her, manipulate her into wanting to keep you. Like, we'll talk about how like it'll be more fun to have you around, and like, I'll just throw some seeds in there, act like I'm still, I don't care, but I'll try to get her to want to keep you. That's the plan. That's the way forward for the two of them. So, that's a lot, right? So first of all, very bad news for Kevin that it's taken this turn. Cause even just the day before, they were talking about like being very impressed by Kevin, and Betty was talking about how she still liked Kevin, but like, wow, what a, you know, game player. This has shifted, right? And I think part of it is that the less mad Betty is at Josh, and the, you know, the less upset Josh is with everything that happened. Like, it's all of that hurt feeling and all of the tension between Josh and Betty is being shifted onto Kevin. It's all Kevin's fault, and so all of that sort of like upsetness is just being pushed off onto Kevin. And he's taken the brunt of it here. If he is not going to get Josh and Betty's vote versus Helena, he may have a tough time beating Helena. Those are two pretty important votes here. That's not great. What's also not great, obviously, is that Josh is now not loyal to Kevin whatsoever, is looking to evict Kevin at the final four. Keeping Josh around is no longer a good thing for Kevin's game in almost any sense. The question is, can he recognize that and realize that perhaps keeping Jace around isn't the mistake it would have seemed, just a few days ago, or can he flip Josh back over, in time to, for it to matter, right? So, that's kind of where they stand there. Another key element of this conversation, of course, is that, Betty tells Josh, don't talk to Kevin. Don't talk to Helena. Let me do the talking, essentially. You know, you just keep acting. I disagree with this for Josh's game. I think that Josh needs to talk to Kevin. I think he needs to confront Kevin about what he thinks is happening, because Josh is under the misconception that Kevin is like, really like anti-Josh and trying to get Josh out. And that's not really the case. You know, between Kevin and Helena right now, Kevin is the one most wanting Josh to stay, and Helena is the one that most wants Josh to go. Meanwhile, Betty and Josh are talking about how they're hoping that Helena will be able to convince Kevin to keep Josh. That's not really correct. Helena, it's better for Helena for Josh to go, better for Kevin for Josh to stay, assuming that Josh is still loyal to Kevin. And I think Josh recognizes, like, he doesn't see the logic in Kevin wanting him to go, but Betty has him convinced that Kevin wants him to go so much. And I do think that I think they're both still manipulating each other here a bit, right? I think Betty is intentionally playing up the anti-Kevin stuff to get Josh to be loyal to her again. Meanwhile, she still plans to cut Josh before the end. And I think that Josh is still hiding his actual connection to Kevin and Helena, thinking that, you know, as long as she's blaming Kevin, she's not blaming me anymore. And that's better, right? So it's a bit of a messy situation. But the point here is that Josh is not going to go to Kevin with this information. And that's not great, in my opinion, for Josh. I think that he needs to talk to Kevin about this. That's my opinion. But we will see where things go. So Betty's going to talk to Helena. Remember, she's going to manipulate Helena into wanting to keep Josh, but she has to do so subtly without giving away the game that her and Josh have reconnected. The interesting thing about Betty is that she's kind of like, she's entered the game now. She's entered the fray. She's willing to like lie, manipulate, and try to trick people and stuff. But she really wasn't playing that game up until this point. She doesn't have a lot of practice. Meanwhile, Kevin and Helena have been doing this all season long, and there's a little bit of a skill gap here right now when it comes to this sort of thing. So keep that in mind, I think, as we run through this conversation. Betty says to Helena, like, oh, obviously you don't want to use the veto. Helena says, yeah, I don't think it makes sense. Helena asks Betty if she's still on the same page about either one of Josh or Jace leaving. Basically what it seemed like before, Betty, is that you didn't care between Josh and Jace who left. Is that still the case? This is Helena testing Betty, right? Betty says, yeah, no, still don't care. Either one can go. Betty is lying to Helena. She really wants Josh to stay now. Helena says, okay, great. Like, yeah, we just need to figure out which one we think is best then. And Betty's like, yes, we need to figure out. Helena says, you know, I do think like on a personal level, I've been leaning toward keeping Josh just because it would be more fun to have him around. Betty's like, exactly. That's what I was going to say, is that Josh is so much more fun to have around. Wouldn't it be so great to like be at, you know, the BB Can Awards with Josh instead of Jace? Like, I just feel like that would be more fun. And just like right away, Betty kind of falls into that trap of like, because she was going to use that line of argument, the like, oh, it'll be much more fun to have Josh around. What she was planning to do was throw that out, right? Like, well, I do think it would be more fun to have Josh around, sort of like what Helena's doing, which sounds a bit better. But when Helena said it, she was like, yes, hook, line, and sinker. She's already thinking about this. Like, yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Which makes it feel like, uh-oh, now you've sort of given away the game that you were going to say that, Betty. That like you had a planned argument for why Josh should stay. And Helena also says like the thing about Jace is that she's for the women, but that could mean that she wants the women out because she wants to win against Kevin in the end. She wants the women to vote for her versus a man, which is what Kevin said. And she actually starts to get that out. And then Betty sort of finishes the thought for her again, Betty being like, yeah, I don't know that we can trust Jace. I think that we can't trust this whole women's thing. And it's again, Betty kind of pushing in that direction. But Helena's like, I have to make sure we're not playing emotionally here. Just because it might be more fun to have Josh around doesn't mean that we should go in that direction, right? Betty's just like, but can we trust Jace? I just don't think we can trust Jace. And Helena's like, no, I don't think we can trust anyone fully in the game. I don't trust anyone fully in the game. And Betty's like, not even Kevin? Helena's like, no, of course not. What?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Betty can't help herself sometimes. In the conversation with Kevin she had before she had the conversation with Josh, she asked Kevin, she was like, "Are you manipulating me, Kevin?" And then she was like, "Josh, I asked Kevin if he was manipulating me, now that we know he's manipulating me." And it's like, oh. So she asks Selena straight up, "Don't you trust Kevin 100%? She's like, no, of course not. I don't trust anybody 100%. I'm not pointing these things out because I caught them. I'm pointing them out because Helena caught them, and she will later talk about catching them later. This is obviously another red flag to Helena. So Betty says, "All right, well, it seems like we're leaning toward keeping Josh. Seems like that's what's happening here." And Helena's like, "Yeah, I think so. But he's like, "All right, let's do this. Let's lock it in. We're keeping Josh. Oh my God, that's so exciting." And Helena's like, yeah, this is great. Then they have like a very, very awkward conclusion to the conversation because they're talking about like final twos and how like they don't make final twos and they don't want to jinx anything. And Betty's like, "And I'll just say this too." And Helena's like, "Don't even." And Betty's like, "Oh, okay." And he's like, I just like, "If you were going to say something about it's fine." Betty's like, I wasn't going to say anything about a final two in case that's what you thought I was going to say. And he's like, I thought you were going to say something, like that. Yeah. So no, I was just going to say like, you know, like we got this. Yeah. Oh my God. We're so awkward. Oh my God. This is, yeah. So, yeah. Oh man, we're so awkward. Bye. Really should have been a giveaway. This conversation didn't go well for Betty. So it didn't go well. I mean, you see what Betty's trying to do here, right? She was trying to subtly do exactly what she said she was going to do. She tried to subtly push Helena in the direction of keeping Josh. I don't think she did a terrible job, but it's, again, it's just like she doesn't have the experience doing this that Helena does. Helena has been doing this all season long and she recognized exactly what Betty was doing. And it didn't work on her. When Betty's like, "Oh, it seems like we've decided to keep Josh. Let's do this. We're excited about it." And she saw kind of through here, what was happening. So, Helena's going to go to Kevin and she tells him about the Kevin Martin thing. She tells him about her conversation with Betty. She doesn't go too deep in on it, yet, because first they are going to, talk through some, like, the decision they have to make, right? And primarily when it comes to the decision they have to make, the thing they're going to think most about right now in this conversation is, okay, let's really like sit down and run through where we think the jury votes are, between, you know, ourselves and Josh, Jace, and Betty. And so they're going to run through where they think the jury votes are between, various matchups. And I've got them all here. So they first go, okay, Helena versus Josh. Where do we think the votes fall? They think Herman votes for Josh. They think Moose votes for Josh. They think Gino votes for Josh. They think Marty votes for Helena. They think Summer votes Helena. They think Jace votes Josh. Betty votes Josh. And then Kevin would vote Helena, with the 8-person jury, although you can't count for all 8 votes being there for sure. But basically, they're looking at Helena losing to Josh something like 5-2, maybe 5-3, if there are fully 8 votes. And it doesn't look great. Now, obviously, in terms of what we have seen, Herman voting Josh, not impossible from when Herman left the game. Moose voting Josh, maybe not quite as much, but neither of them were super high on Helena. Gino voting Josh seems likely, given what, how he left. Marty voting Helena doesn't seem super likely at this time. Marty was actually going the other way. So between Herman, or between Moose maybe being off and Marty maybe being off, that might be a bit of a wash. Summer voting Helena kind of makes some sense. Jace voting Josh, yes, I think that's also true. Betty voting Josh, yes. So according to these calculations, right, like it's actually not that far off. It actually might be the case that Josh beats Helena, especially if you, again, if you count for Betty, Jace, and Gino as fairly locked in Josh votes versus Helena. That's 3. Josh needs one more to at least tie. Again, this 8-person jury thing is a little weird. And then if you throw Marty in there, who in my interview listed Helena in last, then, you know, you're really looking like this is a risky proposition. They go to Kevin versus Josh. They think Herman votes Josh, which again, reasonable assumption to make given that Herman left listing Kevin in last place. Now there's reason to believe that Herman may have changed his mind since then, but they don't really know that. And how can they? This is, again, kind of goes to show why it's so difficult to predict jury votes, because, you know, again, like Herman left, Kevin's in last place. There's no way, but based on conversations with other people, and you never know who's going to be influential over who, like Moose comes to the jury saying Kevin's game is underrated. Is Moose going to influence Herman, or is Herman going to influence Moose? These are very difficult things to predict, but they think Herman's a vote for Josh. They think Moose is a vote for Kevin. They actually correctly predict that one, at least based on our current predictions, which also could be wrong. They think Gino votes Josh. Again, probably correct. They think Marty votes Kevin. Again, probably correct. Summer for Kevin. They're pretty close here. They're pretty good. Jace, Josh. Yeah. Betty, Josh. Yeah. So they're looking at Kevin still losing probably something like 4-3. If you throw Helena's vote in there, you can maybe tie it up, but it's still not looking super great. And again, I'm kind of inclined to agree that, again, because Betty, Jace, Gino are kind of locked in votes for Jace, or sorry, for Josh. Like, that is tough, you know, for as much as we're seeing Summer and Moose talk about how Josh sucks. Gino being pro Josh is huge, especially because he might be able to influence Marty as well. You know, Gino and Jace being locked in on Josh, Betty being a locked in on Josh vote, and then maybe them getting Marty. Like, Josh, for as much as we've seen, again, the talk about Josh being, people being mad at Josh, he is still quite the jury threat here. And you know, even Summer was like, I could change my mind on Josh. I don't think they're too far off here. So they then talk about Jace. They say, okay, Helena versus Jace. Herman, they think, would vote Jace. Moose, they think, would vote Jace. Gino, they think, obviously, would vote Jace. Not a great start, but they think Marty would vote Helena. They think Summer would vote Helena. They think Betty would vote Helena. They think Josh would vote Helena. And then, of course, Kevin would vote Helena. So it actually kind of turns around here, and they think that Helena wins either 4-3 or 5-3. Again, depending on where these, you know, these 8 votes come from. So I would say, again, this is maybe not too far off. I do think that Summer, you know, it would be inclined to vote for Helena here. I think that Betty and Josh would both vote Helena over Jace, probably. You never really know, especially if they do some tricky stuff here, but I think that's not impossible. Kevin, obviously, a locked in vote for Helena. I wouldn't even be super surprised if Hermann or Moose ended up flipping over here. I actually do think this is a possibility, especially if Jace isn't comping her way to the end from five, essentially, that like maybe she comps her way from four and maybe that's enough. But either way, it's like, you know, you can win it. You could like say, let's say Jace wins the final four HOH and then Kevin or Helena wins the veto and they evict Betty. And then Jace wins the final three HOH. Like it's kind of an interrupted streak a little bit. Either way, what they're looking at is that it's a little bit easier to beat Jace than it is to beat Josh. And they could be wrong and things could change. But as of right now, they have Helena getting upwards of four or five votes against Jace. And only getting two or three votes against Josh. So that doesn't seem great. Kevin versus Jace. They think Hermann goes Jace. They think Moose goes Kevin. They think Gino goes Jace. Marty would vote for Kevin. Summer, Kevin, Betty, Kevin, Josh, Kevin, Helena, Kevin. And I would say again, even though Betty and Josh said they would vote for Helena over Kevin against Jace, I think that is a little bit more up in the air. And that's like, that's the big thing, right? Betty's vote, and Josh's vote, like Betty not being locked in for Josh, if Josh isn't in the final two, really opens up some possibility. Josh being there, being a vote against Jace, depending on who's in the final two next to Jace, those are two more votes that are up in the air, that are big votes for them to get. So things look better for them against Jace. And I can't say that I disagree. I really don't. I think that, you know, we're concerned about the momentum that Jace might garner by winning a bunch of comps to the end. But Josh already has votes. He doesn't even need the momentum. He already might have those votes. And either way, I think it's close enough where it's like, it's not nearly the given decision that you might expect. And I'm pretty impressed with these jury predictions, considering what we've seen in terms of when people were leaving the house, what their thoughts were. One of the biggest mistakes they're making is thinking that Marty is a vote for Helena for sure. Or not for sure, they actually weren't sure. But thinking that Marty is a vote for Helena, I think is a mistake as of right now, because Marty listed Helena last. That could change, but we'll see. Then they go, okay, what about Betty? And they kind of rush through the Betty stuff because they're not as concerned about Betty comping out, I guess, or I guess they're not as concerned with Betty because Betty's already safe. They're not making a decision about Betty right now. They're making a decision about Jace and Josh, but they quickly go through Betty. They think Hermann votes Betty, Moose votes Helena, Gino votes Helena, Marty votes Helena, Summer would be Betty, Josh would be Betty, Kevin disagrees, he thinks Josh might vote Helena, so they all end up as a wash. They think Jace probably goes Betty, Kevin goes Helena, they say either way it's pretty close. They run through Kevin versus Betty, they say that's also pretty close. And overall, like they're in their calculations, it seems like Jace is the easiest to beat. Kevin says, I think this is a pretty definitive answer for this week. If Jay, cause it's not like both are close. It's like one of them is not like one of them is like, we get a couple votes. One of them is we win. And even if you're off, like that's a wide margin there. He says, I think this gives us a definitive answer for what we should do. I think Josh needs to go. Plus Josh will go to the jury and tell them what's happening with us in our games. Like, I think we evict Josh. And Helena's like, yeah, it's just hard, you know, like he's so excited for the BB Can Awards. Like, can we do that? Kevin's like, we can't base our decision on like, you know, who it would be fun to go to BB Can Awards with. Like, we need to make the call that's right for us. And Helena's like, oh man, he just like protected me in the triple, and like we're really gonna do this. Kevin's like, we can't let that impact our decision. Like, we've got to do the right move for us in the moment. And she's like, yeah, you're right. And so just like that, the decision has been made. they agree Josh is going to go. And they had talked about it before that they think it needs to be a blindside. That's sort of the plan. They talk about whether they should talk to Betty about it, though, given this final three thing. She said, I did just talk to Betty. She was kind of pushing for Josh to stay. So we'd have to convince Betty that it's the right move. Or do we blindside Betty? They're kind of back and forth about this. So again, that was a lot, but I don't know if you couldn't tell already, I kind of agree with a lot of their jury assessments. I do actually think that they have a better chance of beating Jace than Josh in the final two at this time. I think that, and I also think that, like, there's, because I think there's some debate out here, but like, I don't think that Jace is a much better competitor than Josh. I really don't. I mean, Josh just beat Jace in a quiz competition. Jace has won more competitions overall, but two of the competitions that she's won, were not against Josh. She beat Gino and Jess, in one, and she beat, you know, Marty, Kevin, Summer, Helena, in the triple eviction veto, which Josh didn't play in. Granted, I think she probably could have beat Josh in that competition because I think that's in her wheelhouse, but, she did beat Josh in the first veto, I believe, that she played in, but like Josh has also beaten her in competitions. He's performed better than her in competitions. She's performed better than him in competitions. I don't think that you can just look at comp wins as a statistic in terms of who's actually better at competitions. I think that's a mistake. I think you have to really look at like who's good at what, how have they performed at certain things. And I really think that they're pretty even. Like, I mean, and look at like, for instance, final three HOH last season, part two, Ty versus Tara. Tara, who is more physically like Jace, Ty, who is more physically like Josh, in terms of just like height, reach. The part two of final three HOH last season, they were throwing things at stuff. Tara couldn't even come close to Ty in that competition. I think Josh would smoke Jace in that competition. So, you know, you're really like, it's really, in my opinion, I think it's kind of a wash in terms of comps. So we'll see. But as of right now, that's kind of the decision they're making. This is obviously better for Helena, because Jace is looking to take, or at least was, and probably still is looking to take Helena to the final two. Josh, at this point, would probably take Betty to the final two. So it's actually not good for either of them to have Josh around at this point, unless Kevin can turn him back around. At the start of the week, it seemed like it would be a competition between Helena and Kevin for who they should take. Josh, who would bring Kevin to the end, or Jace, who would bring Helena to the end. But in the process of the week, Kevin has already lost Josh. And so it's not nearly as vital for Kevin to keep Josh at this point. In fact, it might actually be better for him to keep Jace. That's how I feel, at least. And man, is this one of those things where it's like, you could go online and see 15 different opinions on this. Like, they need to do this. This is the way to go. Obviously, they're being so dumb. Kevin's being so dumb for doing this. Helena's being so dumb for doing this. It's like, because it's such a wash at this point, in my opinion, it's one of these things, I think. We talked about this way back during BB21 near the end of that season as well. It's one of those things where it's like, they're gonna make a call, and regardless of the call that they make, they could make a call and it works. They could make a call and it doesn't. It's gonna probably come down to who wins the competitions. And if they make a call and then they lose the competitions, or they lose in some way, it doesn't work out, people are gonna be like, dumbest decision ever, obviously. And if they make a call and it works out, they're going to be like, okay, they made the right call. Or they might still be like, they made the wrong call. But in my opinion, this is one of those things. It's like, this is a tough call for both of them. I think for Helena, it's a more straightforward call. I think that for Helena, this makes sense. Even if it doesn't work out, I think that this is the right call. For Kevin, it's more of a wash given the fact that he's lost Josh. Again, if he could win Josh back and keep Josh, that would be good. But I don't know if that's in the cards right now. So we will see. Anyway, Betty's going to talk to Josh a little bit. She says, I'm not going to watch this back and see that you've been in an alliance with Kevin and Helena the whole time, right? Like, I'm not going to see that. Josh's like, no, of course not. No. Worth noting, this is, you know, part of a much longer kind of hangout that's happening. Josh and Betty, they're supposed to be hiding the fact that they've like reconciled here. Betty's trying to play it off like, oh, it's just personal, not game anymore, which is kind of true, but also kind of not true. And they're just kind of hanging out in public on the couches, just like being chummy. And it's getting real obvious that that things have gotten to a good place again. And it's just like, oh, guys. I liked Betty's game a lot more when she was mad at Josh. I thought she was doing much better. So in the meantime, Kevin briefly talks to Jace. But the more important conversation is that Helena talks to Jace. Helena says, hey, remember how we had like a final two at one point? And then, you know, I lied to you a bunch of times and blindsided you, took out your boyfriend and all that stuff. Remember that? What if we just, you know, picked it up again? Picked it up where we left off? You know, remember that time in the Expedia room when you caught me lying about being in a final two with Marty? Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that the good times? What if we gotta rekindle this, Jace? Take each other to the final two. Make it real. I promise this time I won't lie to you or blindside you or your boyfriend's already evicted. What more could I do? Chase is like, yeah, sounds good to me. I mean, look, I am in your power. Jace does say, you know, I think Betty wants Josh to stay. I think she's trying to trick me with all this anti-Josh talk. Helena says, Betty did say that you said some things about me. Jace is like, ah, I knew it. That Betty, she's trying to mastermind everything. Look, Helena, I'm down. I'm down to go to the final three with you and Kevin. If that's what we want to do. Final three with you and Kevin, then we take each other to the final two. I'm down for that. I doubt that Jace is actually down for this, personally. Because why would she want to go to the end with a pair? Now, if I was Jace, I would actually not completely mind it. Like, if I'm Jace in the final four, Kevin and Helena just evicted Josh, and I have the choice to evict either, say, Kevin or Betty because Helena won HOH. I would consider evicting Betty just because she's a bigger, I think Betty is actually a bigger comp threat than Kevin. I think Kevin has a tough time winning either of part one or two of the final three HOH. A harder time than Betty, at least. But plus, Betty's not taking Jace. Betty's taking Helena, probably. So either way, you have to win yourself there at that point. And that's, again, like, that's a decision where it's like, if Jace decided to keep Kevin because she thinks she can beat him, and then Kevin ends up winning a competition, then everyone's gonna be like, what an idiot Jace was. But then if she keeps Betty and then Betty beats her, it's gonna be like, why didn't you keep Kevin, dummy? So these decisions can be tough. Either way, though, Jace is saying, I'm willing to go to final three with you two. She does, though, kind of push, like, wouldn't it be great if you used the veto, though, on me? Wouldn't that be great? Which was not really the tactic here. Not really the tactic. In the meantime, Kevin is talking with Betty and Josh, and he is explaining these weirdos that are obsessed with the show and do podcasts on it every day about everything that they do. He explains Rob has a podcast. He talks about the about Rob and how he played on season 4 of Survivor. A little bit off. And that he has a podcast. It became a podcast empire. And now there's a guy. He's the guy, Taran. Josh goes, who? Taran? Yeah, T-A-R-A-N. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a confusing name. The leader. And he explains that, we do podcasts and we'll do post show stuff. And Josh, will they want to talk to us? Yeah, of course. And then Betty's like, man, these people are freaks. She didn't say that about us. She said that about the, cause Kevin goes on to talk about like, yeah, and there are people that like watch you sleep and they care about what you eat. And that at that point, Betty's like, these people are freaks. But no, actually, the funniest part for me was when Josh was like, they podcast, like they do a thing about like every, like they're watching us all the time, like everything we do. I was like, yeah. I mean, like they're paying it. Like there's a difference between the edited show and the live feed experience. Like it's a completely different experience. You get to see so much more of the nuance. Kevin, you should watch this if you care about it. I mean, it's, he explains it decently well here. Talks about like why it's intriguing and all of that stuff. But Josh is like, oh my God, I'm like so self-conscious now. Like, I feel like I should be doing things. Like I'm being boring. And Kevin's like, oh no, it always gets boring at the final five because there's not a lot of people, left. And, Josh is like, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like I should be doing something. Like I should be cooking a lot of food or something. Like, his first thought of like, okay, I should be more entertaining was, I should just be cooking more. I love it. I love it. This is a funny conversation. But genuinely also has a little bit of game ramifications as, Betty and Josh are calling Kevin a freak for listening to all of these podcasts and stuff. They think that it's just more evidence that Kevin is no good and needs to go. So not great. Kevin and Helena reconvene and they're going to talk a little bit more. She tells him about Jace, wanting the veto to be used. And Kevin's like, ah, when Kevin talked to Jace, he felt like they just don't connect very well. He's like, why'd you leave me alone with Jace? He says, okay. She wants the veto to be, look, thinking about it, Helena. Thinking about the jury votes, like Marty really could vote for Jace over us. Like there's a chance that Marty, you know, influenced by Gino, maybe Marty doesn't vote for us. Maybe Marty votes for Jace. That would not be great, right? So maybe we should just keep Josh. You know, maybe he will, maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's not reconciled with Betty. Maybe he's like, I think he's still with us. And maybe he's not the jury threat we think. Maybe we should keep Josh. I'm back on that page. And like, I would so much rather lose to Josh and Betty. I'd so much rather lose to Josh than lose to Jace. It's just how I feel. Helena's like, I hear that. But I am still concerned because when I talked to Betty, she was pushing really hard for Josh to stay, but she was trying to pretend like she didn't care either way. She also asked me like if I trusted you 100%, like in a weird way, like she was suspicious of our connection. I'm concerned. And Kevin's like, oh my God, you think Josh ratted us out? Did Josh go one level deeper on us and he ratted the crash test dummies out to Betty? And now they're trying to play, And then, so then in Final Four, they're going to stick together. That's a scary scenario. That is a scary scenario. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm back. I think I'm back to evicting Josh. I think that's what we have to do. I think that's what we have to do. That's why I put so much emphasis on the Betty Helena conversation earlier. Yeah, they're concerned that Josh has ratted them out, which he hasn't. It was actually Betty that caught on without Josh ratting them out, and Josh actually hasn't ratted them out, but Josh is fully throwing them under the bus and against them at this point. So, so it's not looking great. They did flip back over and then flipped back again. So, so they are currently still evicting Josh. This morning, Kevin woke up. He said he got some sleep and that he is still leaning toward evicting Josh. That is where he's, leaning. The feeds have been down, we assume, for the veto ceremony at this point, where the veto is not going to be used, likely. And, the Kevin keeps like, man, if Helena might just use this thing and then I'm done. The nomination should be staying the same here. And the plan is still in place to evict Josh for now. It's already gone. It's already wavered a little bit, gone back and forth a little bit, but for now it's still locked in for Josh. There are some details to work out, more talks with Jace, more discussion about what, when, and, you know, if they should tell Betty, and then also, like, if there's going to be any conversations with Josh, like, any confrontations, any, you know, will Josh say something to Kevin? Will Kevin say something to Josh? Will Kevin, you know, figure out that Josh is like really anti Kevin right now? Like, lots of things could happen, or it could be quiet for the rest of the week. Who knows? Given the season's history, probably not, but, we will see. So, that's about it, I think. I think that's about what we've got. Any questions here in the chat before we wrap up real quick here? Did Kevin really think Helena might use the veto? I think that he's just kind of like, you know, he's always sort of going to be like, I don't want to take anything for granted. Like, for all I know, Helena's about to use this veto. I think that's sort of how he sees it. How is it that Josh has turned from Kevin? He thinks that Kevin is trying to get him out, which he wasn't when he thought it, but now he is. It's one of those self-fulfilling prophecies. It's one of these situations. We talk about this a lot, actually, in Big Brother. It's weird. And I don't know what this says about society or humanity, but, so often in Big Brother, it's better for a player to not realize that they're being manipulated than it is for them to realize they're being manipulated. Because once they realize they're being manipulated, they get evicted. You know what I mean? Like, because the person manipulating has so much power that once they realize they're being manipulated, that they get rid of them. And that's kind of what's happening here with Josh, where it's like, I think it's because the response to realizing you've been manipulated is incorrect strategically, where normally if you're like, oh, I've been manipulated, screw that person. Like, I can't deal with them anymore. I can't stand being in the same room as them. Whereas like probably the strategically correct response to realizing you're being manipulated is like doubling down on the relationship. Oh my God, Kevin is running this game. He's been manipulating me this whole time. Instead of being like, I can barely stand to be in the same room as him, which is what Josh is saying, which like fair, but like strategically, I think what you need to do is go, okay, now I extra love Kevin. Now I am Kevin's best friend, you know? I need to be super, the problem is like, it's so hard to like pretend like you're still at in the same spot, and the person manipulating is probably pretty good at picking up the signs. So it's almost like, don't tell me you're going to ruin my spot right now. I don't know. It's a tough spot. I think really the thing is that like, you need to figure it out beforehand. Or wait until you get power to find out. That'd be good. Anyway. So that's kind of where we are here. Josh not looking great. Has there ever been a more fluid game at Final Five? I mean, it's definitely fluid. I would say, you know, things have definitely been interesting at the Final Five before. But this is probably one of the more fluid ones. Yeah. In terms of the dynamics. Let's see. You know how Betty came to the conclusion that Kevin was a threat. I think it was that he told her about his final two with Josh. And then she thought about that. She questioned Josh about it. And then Josh took the opportunity to blame Kevin for the Betty nomination, which helped him with his relationship with her. Betty's best bet to take to final two. I actually think it might be Jace. Is that weird? I think it might be Jace. Especially if she takes Jace. I think it might be. Is this my favorite season of any Big Brother so far? I mean, it's up there. So, I mean, it's just been hitting home runs every week. It's been fantastic. Percentage-wise, who is most likely to go to Final Three? I would say Helena. Kevin should be evicted over Helena in most circumstances, though things could change. And, you know, don't underestimate Kevin. But if Kevin wins the HOH, that would put Helena in danger. But Helena is locked in. She's got a 2-in-4 chance at the veto, guaranteed. 50% odds of safety, just locked in. Then she's also got a 1-in-3 chance of winning HOH, so you've got that locked in. And then only a 1-in-3 chance of Kevin winning HOH, which would be the only thing that really puts her at risk at the Final Four veto. So I would say Helena is the most likely to get to the Final Three at this point. Losing Josh has given Helena, again, at the start of the week, it seemed like there was a competition between Helena and Kevin over keeping Josh or Jace. That competition has been canceled, right? Like, due to petty Betty weather, there's a Betty storm that washed in, and it canceled the competition. And now it's not a competition anymore. Kevin has already lost. That competition is null and void. Helena by default won the competition because Kevin lost Josh. And so now it's just regardless of what happens, Helena's in a better spot. Hurricane Betty, yeah. Unless Kevin finds a way to turn it around. So I would say Helena's in the spot here to get to three, and then as of right now, also to get to the final two. I think she does still have a little bit of ways to go in terms of the vote, but I don't think she's as far off as people think she is. So, okay. I think that's about what we've got. I think that's about it. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. I will, of course, be live tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern for tonight's episode at twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episode with all of you. Should have some good stuff in this episode. Triple eviction stuff. We should have hopefully see the throwing of Jace under the bus with the secret veto information. The tricking of Betty into nominating Josh and Jace. Should be a good episode. So tune in tonight. I'll be watching live on Twitch. And then, of course, after the episode, I'll be back here on Rob as a Podcast to recap what goes down tonight on the episode. Should be a good time. Tomorrow morning, I'll be back to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feed. See if there's any updates on everything that we talked about here today. And then tomorrow night, Roundtable, Stockwatch. We'll talk through it all. That's what I got. Find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. Check out The Taren Show. And I will see all of you next time.